أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. As we were discussing yesterday, three incidents that had taken place with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam in the company of Hazrat Khadir alayhi salatu was salam. The first, Fantalaqa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, both of them traveled, Hatta idha rakiba fi safinati kharaqaha, until the both of them had embarked on a boat which Hazrat Khadir alayhi salatu was salam had damaged. قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam questioned, whilst he was not supposed to have questioned, that you have damaged the boat so that you, the people, the passengers of the boat would drown. لقد جئت شيئا إمرا, you have done a very heavy thing. قال ألم أقول إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu was salam responded that did I not tell you that you will not be able to persevere, to endure, to have patience with me. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam responded that do not take me to task because of what I have forgotten. ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا, and do not cast difficulty in my work. The second incident that had taken place, فَانْطَلَقَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they continued their travel, حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَا غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَا, until both of them had met a young boy. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this boy had not attained the age of puberty also. فَقَتَلَا, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam had killed him. Now again, this was like the boat, to damage the property of someone else was not permissible. Here again, to kill a young boy is totally out of the question in all the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted some form of wahi, some form of revelation to Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu was salam, which made it permissible for him to do so, but of course not understandable to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. So he remarked, قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيًّا, did you kill a pure soul, بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ, without the retaliation of another soul? It was only permissible for one person to kill another person if that person was a murderer. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا, so here you have embarked on an unknown thing, a thing that is totally unreasonable. But again, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam was not to have asked Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu was salam any questions, because that was the condition from before. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. So Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu was salam responded to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, did I not tell you that certainly you will not have the ability to endure and have the patience to continue traveling with me and to be in my company? Nonetheless, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam says, قَالَ إِن سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا, that if I ask you about anything after this, فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي, then do not be in my company or do not allow me to be in your company. قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا, then of course, at that time, if I do it, then you will have an excuse to now expel me. And this was Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam's second experience with Hazrat Khidr. The third experience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, فَانْطَلَقَا, both of them travel again, حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَا, until they come to a people of a village, إِسْتَطَعَمَهَا أَهْلَهَا. At that time, Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu was salam were in a state of hunger, so they sought some kind of food and hospitality from the people of the village. فَأَبَوْ أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا, the people of the village refused to host them and to be hospitable to them. فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا, now they found a wall, and the condition of the wall was, يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْقَضَّ, that the wall was about to fall down. فَأَقَامَ Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in the wall. Now this was very unique and very strange. There the boat, when there was absolutely nothing wrong with the boat, you damaged the boat. Here the wall is damaged. The people of the boat gave you free passage, and there you damage the property of those people. Here they refuse to give you anything to eat, which was your basic human right, and now you state in the wall, you've done a favor. This is not understandable to any human being. قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made a suggestion that if you would have so desired, then you could have taken a wage for straightening the wall. That would have been legitimate, that would have been permissible in the Shariat, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have not questioned you about this. So this is also an understandable aspect of your life. قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكُ Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam responded, replied to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the departure, this is the parting between me and you. This was the third time now, I told you not to ask and you had asked, and hence now you will have to depart. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعَ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا Now Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam that I will now give you the interpretations of those matters which you did not have the ability to endure. In other words, you should have waited. I would have given you all the answers to your questions, but you were not supposed to have asked the questions in between. And hence, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam depart. But of course, before the departure, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses the reasons why all three incidents had taken place. And again, we find the very, very important lesson that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, being a Nabi of his people, he left his people to come and learn from Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us. He was prepared to follow the rules and regulations, although he was prepared, but hence he was unable to endure the difficulty of tolerating things that was against his own Shariat, and hence Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had questioned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.